Recording now. Sports Inquirer here with Kennesaw State junior quarterback Trey White from football. How has the offseason been going for the team? We'll start with the spring practices and all the way up to now.
Yeah, you know, the spring practices, we made leaps and bounds from last fall, offensively and defensively. Capped it off with a great first ever inaugural black and gold spring game, and that was real exciting. Had a great crowd for it. But after that, up until now, it's been a grind. You know, we've been really working hard. The summer workouts, the speed and agility, conditioning, weight room, the whole deal has really been a grind and preparation leading us up to be successful when camp starts. So really just getting our bodies right for camp and preparing as much as we can. You can never be over-prepared. That's our philosophy.
Yeah, Coach Mahan talks about a lot of firsts and trying to make them, you know, traditional, but this is the first media day for Kennesaw State, for the first football team, and you're representing the team as the quarterback, so that does bring a lot of spotlight to you. How are you handling that and just trying to stay focused as you get towards your regular season start?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm handling it fine, because I mean, this is, I wanted to be in this position. You know, when I came here, when I decided to transfer here, you know, there were five quarterbacks total. Well, when I decided to transfer, I didn't come here to be a backup. You know, I came here to, I wanted to play, and you know, through luck, great teammates, hard work, whatever it may be, I've been put in this position, and I'm trying to take advantage of it, and I'm just really excited about it. I'm excited to be the quarterback. I'm excited to be with players like Taylor Hinkle. I'm excited to be part of the first Kennesaw State team ever. I don't think it's much as how are you handling it. It's I'm embracing it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, what have been some of your highlights so far? I know you haven't played a game yet, but what are some highlights that you've had over the past, you know, few months or so, and maybe some team bonding moments, maybe something you see, maybe things that have improved overall. What are some positives you've taken from this summer?
Yeah, especially for me, I mean, there's a bunch of examples, but I'm gonna use one of the examples of, you know, like I said, we've been really working hard this summer with conditioning and the weight room. Obviously, everyone saw the viral video of us singing "Ain't No Mountain High Enough."
Right.
That was pretty cool, but what people didn't see is, you know, the day before that we were running 300-yard gassers conditioning, and I think things like that, you know, when you're doing things that are meant to break you, and you got teammates picking you up and say, "No, let's do this. We can continue." That's really building up the camaraderie. I think those are the things that are really helping our team and our locker room get to where they need to be. Get the camaraderie, get the team chemistry where it needs to be.
Yeah, how excited is a team? If you, for those familiar with the program, it's been years about talking about this football team and finally hiring a head coach and getting the first recruiting class. How excited are you just overall to finally play a competitive contest against another foe?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to not get hit by our own teammates, right? We're excited, but we're also excited about where our expectations need to be. Because in our position, you know, we're building a foundation. We're still building a foundation. This first year, we're going to still be building a foundation because it's the first year. So I think there's a fine line in where do we can't set the expectations too high, but they still have to be high. So there's a fine line in, you know, how do we compare to other teams? And I think that's where we figured out throughout the year, because we don't know yet. We haven't played anybody.